Like for us to turn this evening to Peter's second epistle, 2 Peter chapter 1.
请大家一起翻到彼得后书，彼得后书第一章。
2 Peter chapter 1, and we'll start reading in verse 16 through verse 19.
彼得后书第一章，我们从16节开始读到19节。
For we do not follow cleverly devised tales when we made known to you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. But we were eyewitnesses of His majesty. For when He received honor and glory from God the Father, such an utterance as this was made to Him by the majestic glory. This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. And we ourselves heard this utterance made from heaven when we were with Him on the holy mountain.And so we have the prophetic word made more sure, to which you do well to pay attention, as to a lamp shining in a dark place, until the day dawns and the morning star arises in your hearts.
彼得后书第一章十六到十九节，我们从前将我们主耶稣基督的大能和他降临的事告诉你们，并不是随从乖巧捏造的虚言，乃是亲眼见过他的威荣。他从父神得荣耀尊贵的时候，从极大荣光之中有声音出来向他说，这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。我们同他在圣山的时候，亲自听见这声音从天上出来。我们并有先知更确的预言，如同灯照在暗处。你们在这预言上留意，只等到天发亮，晨星在你们心里显现的时候才是好的。
Let's have another word of prayer.
我们再有一点祷告。
Lord, we do rejoice to be together in Thy presence tonight.
主，我们聚集在你的面前，我们欢喜快乐。
Lord, as many are doing various things on a Saturday night,
当星期六许多人在做不同的事情的时候，
we have found that within our hearts there's one thing necessary.
我们在我们心里面，我们察觉到有一件事情是必须的。
And Lord, that is to come into Thy presence and to sit at Thy feet.
那就是来到你的面前，来坐在你的脚前。
Lord, we offer ourselves to You.
主，我们把我们交给你。
For speaking and translating and hearing.
无论是听的，是讲的，是翻译的。
That Lord, your, through your anointing and enabling of your Holy Spirit, you would be able to accomplish all that's upon your heart.
你通过圣灵的恩膏，让我们能够，让你能达到你所需要达到的。
Lord, we are thankful that we can put our feet down and by faith claim this time for you.
主，我们要把我们的脚放下，我们来把这个时间来交给你。
And we come to you with an expectant heart.
我们带着一颗期望的心。
Lord, we look away.
主，当我们看旁边的时候，
we would say, "Just be still, O my soul."
主，让我们说，我们的心要安静。
And we would allow you to speak from heaven.
我愿意你从天上向我们说话。
In thy name we pray.
奉你宝贵的名祷告。Amen.
As I was looking at these verses in 2 Peter,
当我在读彼得后书这些经节的时候。
It was a little phrase in verse 19 that caught my attention.
在十九节里面有这么一小段来抓住了我的注意力。
And it's the phrase that says the prophetic word was made more sure.
这里提到说有先知更确的预言。
And that little phrase made more sure.
更确的预言。
Well, what is Peter saying there?
彼得在那里说什么？
I think what Peter is saying to us.
我想彼得是想告诉我们这样。
Is that the word that I have heard?
他说这些话我所听到的
has now become reality in my life.
已经在我的生命里面成为了一个实际。
I've heard many prophetic words.
我听过很多先知的预言。
I've heard the Lord speaking.
我听主对我说话。
I've been raised through the teachings of the Old Testament.
我是通过旧约的教训来长大的。
But now within my life.
但是在我的生命里面
as I'm getting ready to depart.
当我要离世的时候
I want to testify of the reality of these words.
我要为这些话的实际来做一个见证。
That they're not just words that we hear.
他们不只是我们听到的。
But there's a reality there.
在那里有一个实际。
And we, you know, Peter was like us. He could hear much teaching.
彼得像我们一样，他听了很多的教训。
But the question we have before us
但是我们在我们前面有这么一个问题
is the teaching that we've heard, has it become reality in our lives?
我们听了这些教训有没有成为我们生命里的实际
When Peter was on that mount,
当彼得在那个圣山上的时候
this is speaking of his experience on the Mount of Transfiguration.
他在这里提到他在变化山上的那段经历
On that mount, he saw the glory of the Lord and he got a glimpse of the kingdom.
在那里他看到我们主的荣耀，他看到这个国度的一瞥。
But was the kingdom of God real to him at that moment?
但是是神的国对他真实吗？
No, I don't think so.
不，我不觉得。
He had a small glimpse of it.
他只是看到惊鸿一瞥。
He could talk about it.
他可以在那里说。
He could talk about what he saw and what he experienced.
他可以说他看到了一些什么，他经历了一些什么。
But it wasn't real within his heart at that moment.
但是对他来说，在他的心里面还不是实际。
In a similar way, we can think of in Matthew 16.
我们也可以看到在马太福音16章
The Lord, as he was talking with the disciples there,
当主对那些门徒们说话的时候
He said, Who do men say that I am?
主说人说人子是谁
And Peter said, Thou art the Christ.
彼得说你是基督
Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God.
说你是基督是永生神的儿子
And the Lord said, Yes, and upon this rock I will build my church.
主说是的我要把我的教会建立在这磐石上
This was the first time Peter heard that word church.
这是彼得第一次听到这个词教会
Do you think it was real to him at that moment?
你们觉得是不是对他来说是真实的呢
No, he just had a small glimpse.
没有他只是在那里看到了一点点
But through his experiences in life it became reality to him.
但是通过他生命的经历这又成为了一个实际
When the Lord first called Peter,
当主刚开始呼召彼得的时候
the Lord looked at Peter and said, Peter, I'm going to make you a fisher of men.
主说彼得我要让你得人如得鱼一样
Do you think Peter knew what that meant?
你知道你以为彼得知道那些代表的什么吗
No, but through life experiences, that prophetic word became made sure. That prophetic word was made sure to Peter.
不是只是通过他生命的经历他让那个先知的预言才能变得更加确据
As Peter responded to the Lord and allowed the Lord to lead him
当彼得向主有回应让主来带领他的时候
As Peter allowed the Holy Spirit to work within him
彼得也让圣灵在他的里面能做工
These prophetic words that he heard about his individual life
这些先知的预言在他个人的生命里面
About the church and about the kingdom
关于教会关于国度的事情
They became reality in his life.
他们在他生命里面就成为了实际
And what was the key for Peter here?
对彼得来说关键点在哪里
I think if we look at verse 19 we see the key
如果我们看第十九节我们就看到这里面的关键
In English that verse concludes with a little phrase in your hearts
在这里面就提到以在你的心里面结束
Because this matter of things being made real to us
因为在这里这些事情变成在我们生命里的实际
It's not a mental exercise
不是我们一个头脑上的一个操练
It's not just the acquiring of knowledge
不是我们只是获取知识
But it's becoming real within our hearts and our lives
而是在我们的心里面在我们的生活里面变成实际
As we look at this verse
当我们看这节圣经的时候
As you start looking at commentaries
如果你看一些解经的书
They get great debates on how this verse should be divided
你看到有很多这段圣经该怎么样的分割
But I think as we look at this verse
当我们看这节圣经的时候
We'll just stay away from the controversies
我们先不要讨论那些争论
And we'll allow the Lord to speak to us within our hearts.
我们让主对我们自己的心来说话。
Because if you look at the verse and we can divide it one way,
如果你看这个圣经的话，你可以从一方面来分割它。
Peter testifies, we have that prophetic word made more sure in our hearts.
彼得就说，我们有那些先知更确的预言在我们的心里。
We want that word to be made sure in our heart.
我们愿意那些预言在我们心里面变得更确实。
We can look at it in another way.
我们也可以从另外一个角度来看。
And it says we do well to pay attention to this word in our heart.
这里说如果你在心里面留意这预言上的话的话才是好的。
We want this word, we want our hearts to be alert and alive to him.
我们愿意我们的心是警醒的是活的。
And then as that lamp shining in the dark place until the day dawns, and that morning star rises in our hearts.
你说到灯照在暗处，就像晨天发亮，晨星在你们心里出现。
The reality of Christ within our hearts.
基督的实际在我们的心里面。
So Peter is as he's crying out to us.
彼得在那里向我们大声的呼喊。
He's saying this is a heart issue that we're talking about.
彼得说这是我们一个心里面的事情。
Now we've been so blessed as we gather this time.
我们能够聚集在这里是何等的蒙福。
You know, for many years we've had the opportunity to hear the word of God.
我们有很多年以来我们一直有机会听神的话。
I understand that the first conference here was in 1998.
我知道在我们这里第一次聚会是在1998年。
How many were here then?
好，有多少人那时候在这里？
Wow, we have all room full of experts.
我们有很多的专家在这里。
We have no need for any other times.
我们不需要有别的时间。
But the question we have,
但是我们有这么样一个问题。
As we have these times,
当我们有这样的时间
，as we have the WCCC，
当我们有西岸的特会
，as we have the word shared in our assemblies every morning， every Sunday morning，
我们每个主日有信息的聚会
，as we have Bible studies every week，
我们也每个星期有读经的聚会
，as we have our daily devotional times，
我每天有晨更的时间
，is all that we have heard has it been made real within our hearts？
我们所有听到的有没有在我们的心里面成为我们的实际
？Has the prophetic word， has the word of God been made more sure within us？
这个先知的预言，神的话有没有在我们的里面成为一个更确实
？Or is it just still theory and knowledge？
还只是一个仅仅的一个理论或知识？
This is really what's upon my heart during our time together.
这是我今天在这里在我心里面的一个负担。
That the reality of the word of God would be transferred from our mind into our hearts.
就是让主的话神的话从我们的头脑里面转移到我们的心里面。
And that it would be impacting our lives.
让它来影响到我们的生活。
Or that it not just still be knowledge and theory.
不是只是知识和理论。
That we not just gain some talking points about Peter's life.
我们不是只是来谈一些关于彼得生活的一些话题。
That we not just gain knowledge about Peter's life.
我们不是只是对彼得的生活有一点点的知识。
And that we be more than simply good moral people.
不是我们只是成为一些道德上的好人。
Our brother this morning spoke about good people.
我们弟兄早晨说到好人。
The Lord is looking for his son's life to be expressed in a people.
我们的主是在寻求呢他儿子的意心在我们的里面。
And we see this, we consider this matter of the last days.
当我们来看我们在末世的这个世代。
These are the days we're living in.
这就是我们生活的这个时代。
And these were the last days of Peter's life upon this earth.
这就是彼得在他在地上最后一些年日的时代。
There's one thing that there are several characteristics of the end days.
在末世有几个特征。
But Daniel speaks of one characteristic.
但以理讲到了一个特性。
He says, in the last days, knowledge will increase.
但以理说到在末世的时候，知识会增加。
Now I used to think that spoke of worldly knowledge.
我觉得他不是讲到属世的知识。
As we see all the technological advances,
当我们看到技术上的进展
and all the knowledge in the world as it's increasing in the various sciences,
在不同的科学的里面这个世界上的知识在增长。
And I believe that's part of what Daniel was saying.
我觉得这只是但以理所要说的一部分。
But also, I think he was speaking of, there's an increase of knowledge among believers.
我觉得他也在那里说到信徒的知识里面也在增长。
You know, today, brothers and sisters, it's so easy to acquire knowledge about the Lord.
弟兄姊妹们，今天我们是何等的容易拿到对于主的知识。
It's so easy to acquire knowledge about the church.
我们很容易得到有关教会的知识。
There's hundreds of books out there about the church.
在外面有数百的书有关这个教会。
Book upon book about the kingdom of God.
关于神的国有更多的书在那里。
Much knowledge out there in Christianity.
在基督教的里面有那么多的书籍。
But is this what the Lord is after?
但是这是不是我们主所
要的？ I don't think he's looking for just an increase in knowledge.
但是我觉得他不是只是在寻找知识的增加。
He wants that word made sure within our lives.
他说要让在你们生活里面让这个先知的预言更加有确据。
He wants a reality there.
他在那里寻求一个实际。
That reality of his life being expressed and lived out among his people.
就是让他的生命在他的百姓里面能够活出来。
And this is what, as we look at Peter's life,
当我们看彼得的生活,
we want to say, take some of the lessons from Peter's life.
我们愿意从彼得的生命里面找看一些他学的功课。
And allow them to be a help to us.
让他来作为我们的帮助。
Now, if you look at the reason that Peter wrote his second epistle,
如果你们想彼得写彼得后书的这个原因,
there's a little phrase that appears in the first chapter in verse 13.
在第一章十三节里面有一小段。
And it also appears in the third chapter in the first verse.
而且也是在第三节里面第三章第一节里面。
And it's a little phrase called stirring up.
在那里说到要激励。
Peter says, I'm not writing to you anything new.
彼得说我不是写给你们一些新的东西。
But I'm writing to you to stir up by way of reminder what you've already heard.
我写信给你们是要来提醒你们激发你们。
It's interesting as you look at this word stirring up.
你看这个词激发。
We have a beautiful picture of it in the gospel.
我们在福音里面有一个美丽的图画。
In the Greek, this word is only used in the Second Peter and in the Gospels.
在希腊文里面，只是在彼得后书和福音书里面有用到这个词。
Except for one time in the Gospels, do you know what it refers to?
你知不知道在福音里面它 指的是什么意思？
All of the times in the gospel that it's used except one, it speaks of when the Lord was in that boat and he was asleep.
那里面提到只有除了一个地方之外，用到的地方是主在那个船里面睡觉的时候。
And there was a storm going on.
那里面有一个很大的暴风雨。
And the disciples, they were afraid.
那些门徒他们都恐惧。
And it says they, in the gospels it says they roused up, they awoke the Lord.
在福音书里面说到他们把主来叫醒。
This is the same word that Peter uses.
这就是同样的一个词在彼得在这里用到。
Peter is writing to wake them up.
彼得说是要来苏醒他们。
To stir them up.
来激发他们。
That they not just be sedentary.
他们不是只是在那里等待。
But they would be awake and alert in the Lord.
他们要惊醒而且在那里等待主。
And would the Lord be stirring us up?
愿意主来激发我们
，awaking us up from our sleep and our slumber，
让我们从沉睡里面苏醒过来
，that His Holy Spirit could be working reality in our lives，
让他的圣灵可以在我们的生命里面做实际的工作。
Now in the three times that I'll be sharing，
我有三次的交通
，I'd like to divide this into the three times. Let me see. If I learn to speak English, it'll make it easier for my translator.
如果我能讲英文讲得好一点，我的翻译就会翻译得更轻松一点。
But tonight I'd like to look at Peter's personal life.
我们今天晚上我们要看彼得的个人的生活。
Tomorrow night, Lord willing, we'd like to look at Peter's understanding of the church.
如果明天主允许的话，我们就讲彼得对教会的理解。
And the third time, Lord willing, we'd like to look at Peter's understanding of the kingdom.
如果第三次主若允许，我们就讲彼得对国度的理解。
Now, before we even start that.
当我们开始以前
Let's remember,
我们要注意
that these are all really interrelated and can't be separated.
这些都是互相有关联的不能被分割
Because what we do in our personal life, it affects the church.
我们在个人的生活里面做的事情都影响到教会
What we do in the church, it impacts the kingdom.
我们在教会里所做的会影响到国度
So it's really one life that we're talking about.
我们只是在讲这里讲一个生命
But as to help us just in this matter of fellowship, we can distinguish between the three.
但是为了交通的缘故，我们要把他们中间有一点分别。
But remember, there's an interrelationship in this.
但是记得他们中间有一定的关系。
As we look at Peter's life, we'll be looking at Peter's life throughout the Gospels and the Book of Acts.
我们看彼得个人的生活，我们通过福音书和使徒行传。
And then as we look at 1 Peter, we really see Peter sharing about his understanding of the church.
如果我们看彼得前书，我们看到彼得在那里来交通他对教会的理解。
And then in 2 Peter, we see his understanding of the kingdom.
在彼得后书里面，他对国度的认识。
But through these times,
在这几次的交通
the real burden upon our hearts,
在我们心上的负担
is that the Lord would make his word more sure within our hearts.
愿意主让他的话语在我们的生命里面变得更加有确据。
And when we're speaking of his word being made more sure,
当我们说到他的话语更确据
Let's remember, we're speaking of the living word.
我们是提到活的话。
We're speaking of Christ himself.
我们是在那里讲到基督他自己。
Not just a knowledge about him.
不是有关于他的知识。
But the very reality of his life impacting our life.
而是他的生命的实际影响我们的生命。
That we could be those that would truly hasten his return.
让我们可以真正的来催促他的回来。
Now where are we first introduced to Peter?
我们是在哪里第一次看到彼得的
Well, if we turn to the Gospel of John in the first chapter.
如果我们翻到约翰福音第一章
As we look at the Gospel of John in the first chapter.
如果我们看约翰福音第一章
We have this picture here of John the Baptist.
我们看到施洗约翰
And he has declared to his disciples and to the people, Behold the Lamb of God.
他对他的旁边的人说看那神的羔羊。
And two of his disciples in particular, they saw the Lord.
他的两个门徒就看见了主。
They saw who John was speaking of.
他们就看见了约翰在那里所说的那一位。
And they went over to the Lord.
他们就去跟随着主。
And he asked them, What do you seek?
他问他们你们看到了什么。
And they said, Where are you staying?
他说你们在哪你们主你在哪里
He said, Come and you will see.
他说你来看
Now one of these was Andrew
他们中间的一个是安德烈
Now Andrew was Peter's brother
安德烈是彼得的兄弟
So the first thing that Andrew did was he went and got Peter
安德烈第一件事要做的就去把彼得找来
He came and he brought Peter to the Lord
他去把彼得带到主面前
The Lord looked at Peter
主看着彼得
He looked at him up and down
主上下观察了他一下
And he looked at him and he said Simon
主说西门
As we look in verse 42,
我们看第42节
it says, he, this is Andrew, brought him to Jesus, and Jesus looked at him and said, you are Simon, the son of John, you shall be called Cephas, which is translated Peter.
42节说到耶稣看着他说你是约翰的儿子西门你要称为基法
You're Simon.
你是西门
You will be called, you are called Peter.
你要被叫为称为基法
How was this prophetic word made sure to him?
你觉得这样的先知的预言是怎么样在他里面成为确据
We'll see through his life how it was.
我们看通过他的生命来看
Now Peter, his first record, the next encounter he has with the Lord.
彼得第二次与主相遇的是
And it's really when the Lord gives him his first commandment.
那就是主给他第一个命令的时候
We can see it in the Gospel of Mark.
我们看到是在马可福音里面
So turn over to Mark chapter 1.
马可福音第一章
Mark chapter 1 verse 16.
马可福音一章十六节。
Now this is after the encounter in John chapter 1.
这是在主在约翰福音里面遇到彼得以后。
And for some reason, Peter and his brother had gone back fishing.
不知道为什么原因彼得和他的弟兄又回去钓鱼打鱼。
They were with the Lord for a little while.
他们与主在一起一段时间。
And then they had left him and gone back fishing.
他又离开了主回去打鱼。
And then as we come to Mark chapter 1 verse 16.
我们看到马可福音一章十六节。
We'll read 16 to 18.
我们读十六到十八节。
And it says, As he was going along by the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and Andrew, the brother of Simon, casting a net in the sea, for they were fishermen. And Jesus said to him, Follow me, and I will make you become fishers of men. And they immediately left the nets.And followed him.
耶稣顺着加利利的海边走，看见西门和西门的兄弟安德烈在海里撒网，他们本是打鱼的。耶稣对他们说：“来跟从我，我要叫你们得人如得鱼一样。”他们就立刻舍了网，跟从了他。
Now, this is the first recorded commandment that the Lord has to Peter.
这是主对彼得的第一个命令。
Now hold your finger there.
你在那里把你的手指放在这里。
Or if you've got your iPhone, just bookmark it for a second because we're coming right back.
如果你有 iPhone 的话，你把它放一个书签。
And now let's turn over to the end of the Gospel of John.
我们再翻到约翰福音的后边。
The end of the Gospel of John in verse 20, in chapter 21.
约翰福音的最后21章。
We see the Lord as he's speaking to Peter for the, he gives him his last commandment.
我们看到这是主对彼得的最后的一个命令。
While the Lord is upon this earth,
当主还在这个地上的时候
He's getting ready to depart.
当他要离开的时候
And he leaves this last word with Peter.
他把他最后的话交给彼得。
And in verse 19 it says, Now this he said, signifying by what kind of death he would glorify God. And when he had spoken this, he said to him, Follow me. And Peter turning around saw the disciple whom Jesus loved following them.And the one who also had leaned back on his breast at the supper and said, Lord, who is the one who betrayed you? Peter therefore seeing him said to Jesus, Lord, what about this man? And Jesus said to him, If I want him to remain until I come, what is that to you? You follow me.
十九节，耶稣说这话，是指着彼得要怎样死荣耀神。说了这话，就对他说，你跟从我吧。彼得转过来，看见耶稣所爱的那门徒跟着。就是在晚饭的时候靠着耶稣胸膛说主啊卖你的是谁的那门徒彼得看见他就问耶稣说主啊这人将来如何耶稣对他说我若要他等到我来的时候与你何干你跟从我吧
As we look at these two encounters that the Lord had with Peter
如果我们看见主跟彼得的这两次相遇
The first commandment that the Lord says to Peter is follow me
主对彼得的第一个命令说跟从我。
The last commandment that the Lord says to Peter is follow me.
主对彼得的最后一个命令也是说跟从我。
And this simple phrase characterizes Peter's life with the Lord.
在这个简单的句子就来表明彼得与主的生跟从主的生活。
We have a way of making life so complicated.
我们有一个办法让我们的生活变得如此的复杂。
In this modern society, it's like complicated is better.
在这个现今的时代越复杂越好。
But the Lord wants us to return to that simplicity and purity that we have in Him.
但是我们主要让我们回到在他里面的那个简单。
As we look at Peter's life,
当我们看彼得的生活。
As we see how the Lord did a great transforming work within his life,
我们看见主是如何在他生命里面做一个伟大的转变的工作。
What was the simple phrase the Lord told Peter to do?
主对彼得所说的这个简单的话是什么？
Says follow me.
他说你跟从我。
The beginning of his life, he says follow me.
在他起初的生命里面说你跟从我。
At the end of his life,
在他结束的时候。
The Lord's getting ready to depart.
当主要离世的时候。
In ourselves, we think, oh, the Lord is going to tell Peter something special now.
我们觉得主可能要对彼得要说什么特别的话。
He's going to really give him the secret to going on without him.
他要把一些秘密的话要告诉他。
But the Lord says, follow me.
但是主只是说跟从我。
It's a simple truth, brothers and sisters.
这只是一个真理。
And the thing we have to ask within our own hearts.
这是我们要在我们自己心里面要问的一个问题。
Is it too simple for us?
对我们来说是不是过于简单?
Do we want something more?
我们需不需要更多的?
To each and every one of us, the Lord gives the same command.
对于我们每一个人主给我们同样的命令
He simply says follow me
他简单的说你来跟随我
Follow me
跟从我
I'll take care of everything
当我来照顾一切的事情
And how it's so precious how the Lord does this within Peter's life
你看我们主在彼得的生命里面做这件事是何等的宝贵
Now if you look back over in the first part of the Gospel of Mark
如果你看 回头看马可福音的前段
Mark chapter 1 where we see that scene the Lord calling Peter
在马可福音第一章里面你看到主在那里叫呼召彼得
Peter and his brother Andrew they're fishing
彼得和他的兄弟安德烈在打鱼
And who notices who
谁看到了谁
It says the Lord saw Peter
在那里讲到主看见了彼得
Peter didn't have his eyes on the Lord
彼得没有把他的眼目放在主的身上。
But the Lord had his eye on Peter.
但是主的眼目是在彼得的身上。
He never leaves us or forsakes us.
他一直没有离开我们。
He sought Peter out.
他把那里把彼得找到。
As he was walking by,
当他走过的时候
he saw Peter.
他看见了彼得。
The Lord took that initiative.
主就主动的去找彼得。
And he called out to Peter.
他呼召彼得。
And he told Peter to follow him.
他说彼得你来跟从我。
And he said, Peter, I will make, as you follow me,
他说彼得如果你跟从我的话
I will make you become a fisher of men
我要叫你们得人如得鱼一样
He didn't tell Peter
他没有告诉彼得
Peter you know a lot about catching fish
彼得你知道你是打鱼的行家
And now what I want you to do
但是我愿意你做的事情
I want you to start catching men
我愿意让你来得人
No
他没有这么说
He told Peter I will make you
他说,
a fisher of men.
他说我要使你得人如得鱼一样。
As you follow me,
如果你跟从我的话,
as you learn of me,
如果你跟学我的话,
I will do a work within you,
我要在你里面做工,
and you will be made a fisher of men.
你要成为得人如得鱼一样。
He wasn't asking Peter to do anything complicated.
他没有让彼得做任何复杂的事情,
but simply to follow him.
而只是单纯的来跟随他。
Again, this sounds so simple, but what does it mean to follow someone?
只是看起来很简单,但是我们要跟从别人,这到底是什么意思?
Following someone is just going with them.
跟从别人就是要跟他一起走。
Traveling with them.
与他一起行走。
And the Lord was saying to Peter,
主对彼得说,
Lord Peter, I want you to come after me.
彼得,我愿意你来跟从我。
And I want you to know me as your master.
我愿意你知道我是你的主。
To come and learn of me.
你来学我。
Peter, I know you're very impetuous.
他说彼得我知道你很顽固
I don't want you running ahead of me
我不愿意你跑到我的前面
I want you following me
我愿意你跟在我的后面
I know you're very capable in yourself
我知道你自己里面很能干
I don't even want you walking alongside of me
我还不愿意你在我的旁边行走
I want you following me
我只是愿意你跟随我
And as you follow me
当你跟从我的时候
You'll learn of me
你会学我的样式
You'll see how I handle things
你就看我是主如何的处理事情
And because Peter as I'm calling you
彼得当我呼召你的时候
Remember I'm calling you to follow me
我是来呼召你来跟从我
Not to follow someone else
不是跟从任何的别人
Not to follow a man
不是跟从另外一个人
But follow the very person of our Lord Jesus
而是来跟从我们主的那一位
Not the things of him
不是他关于他的事情。
He didn't say, Peter, follow my miracles.
他说彼得你不是来跟随我的神迹。
He doesn't say, no, he says, follow me.
他只是说你来跟从我。
As you follow me, you will see all the signs and miracles.
如果你来跟从我的话你就可以看见那些神迹奇事。
As you follow me, you'll learn of my teachings.
如果你跟从我的话你就会学我的教训。
As you follow me, you will learn of me.
如果你学我的样你跟从我你就学我的样式。
And you'll get to know me.
你就可以认识我。
How we need to get to know the Lord.
我们是多么的需要来认识主。
Because it's John testifies in his gospel.
当约翰在他的福音里面来见证的时候
My sheep know my voice and they follow me.
他说我的羊听我的声音他们来跟从我
Today there are many voices out there.
在今天有很多的声音
Do we know the voice of the Lord?
我们认不认识主的声音
Are we learning from him?
我们有没有从他那里学
And allowing his voice to lead us into the fullness of all he has for us.
让他的声音来带领我们进到他的完备里面
Oftentimes people say, how can I learn the voice of the Lord?
经常我们问这个问题我们怎样来学主
How can I hear the Lord?
我们怎样听主的声音
Again, we try to make it so complicated.
我们把它变得那么的复杂
But how do you learn anyone's voice?
但是你是如何的来认识任何人的声音
How does a child learn the voice of his mother?
一个孩子怎么来识别他母亲的声音
A child spends time with the mother.
那个孩子他和他妈妈在一起
How does that husband and wife as they spend time together?
丈夫和妻子怎么认识他们的声音？因为他们在一起。
They learn that voice.
他们认识到那个声音。
Oh, it's that matter as we get to know him.
当我们来更多的认识他的时候。
We know that voice.
我们就认识他的声音。
It's wonderful how a child, no one has to teach a child, that's your mother's voice.
一个孩子你不需要教会他，你跟他说这是你母亲的声音。
When that child grows up,
当一个孩子长大的时候
as he gets to know that voice,
当他认识到那个声音的时候
I remember when I was younger,
当我记得我年轻的时候
how when, and out of the many voices that could be crying out,
在很多那些周围的声音的里面
I could hear my mother's voice calling me to come home.
我可以听见我妈妈叫我回家的声音
Now I might be, a lot of times I'd be out playing, playing basketball or football.
很多时候我在外面打篮球或者说是打美式足球。
Be many voices all around.
周围有很多很多的声音。
But as she heard, she didn't have the loudest voice.
她的声音并不是最大的。
But I knew that voice.
但是我知道那个声音。
Now, I didn't always listen to the voice.
我当然不一定总是听她的声音。
But I heard it.
但是我能听见。
And you walk into a room.
当你进到一个房间里的时候。
You hear a voice.
你听见一个声音。
It can be other side of the room.
它可以是在房子的外面。
You know that voice.
你知道那个声音。
Because you know that person.
因为你认识那个人。
This is how the Lord wants us to get to know Him.
这就是我们主如何的让我们认识他。
As we spend time with Him.
当我们与他一起多花时间的时候。
Oftentimes ones will say, "How can I get to know the voice of the Lord?"
我们有时候问我们怎么样能够认识主的声音。
We say, "How much time do you spend with Him?"
我们问你与他在一起的时间有多少。
Well, I'm so busy. I don't have much time.
你说我很忙，我根本没有时间。
Well, if we don't have time to learn of His voice,
如果你没有时间来听他的声音的话
we're not going to learn it.
我们不能认识到
We need to take that time.
我们要花那样的时间
Every day, taking that time to get to know His voice through His word, through prayer, through fellowship.
每天我们要通过他的话语，我们通过祷告，我们通过交通来认识他的话
Because and then when He says, "Follow me."
因为当他说你跟从我的时候
we'll know that it's He that's calling us to follow Him.
我们知道那是他在呼召我们。
We're not led astray by something else.
我们不是被别的东西给带偏离正路。
And as you're following someone,
当你来跟从一个人的时候
you follow someone, particularly if you're in a crowd, you stay real close to them.
你在人很多的时候你一定要跟他很近。
As we say, you're getting to know that you're abiding with them. You're staying right with them.
你就好像你在住在他里面你和他同在。
And you're keeping your eyes on them.
而且你把你的眼睛注视在他的身上。
You're following someone through a strange place.
你有没有跟着一个人到一个陌生的一个地方
？Your eyes are on them. They're not distracted by other things.
你的眼睛只是在他的身上，你没有看别的周围的事情。
And you're trusting him.
你在那里信靠他。
You're trusting him that he knows the way.
你信靠他，因为你知道他认识这个路。
Oftentimes we might not know the path.
有时候我们不认识路。
Last night we trusted Jason to get us here.
昨天晚上我们信靠谭弟兄带我们到这里。
And I'm glad he knew the way.
我很高兴他知道这个路。
Because it was pretty complicated.
因为确实是很复杂。
But we got here.
但是我们来到这里。
I remember, years ago, Stella and I were visiting Los Angeles.
在很多年前我的妻子和我一起来我们去洛杉矶。
And during this, one Sunday morning, we were following somebody to a meeting.
在一个主日的早晨我们 跟着一个人到一个聚会里面。
And this word follow me was made real within our hearts.
这个跟从我这句这个词就让我的生命在我的生命里面变得很实际。
This family that we're staying with, we had a rental car, so we're following them to the meeting.
我们就开着租来的一辆车来跟着一个家庭来去到这个聚会里面。
And we were staying real close to them.
我们就离他开得很近。
Actually, I was being pretty rude. I didn't have a good Christian testimony.
在那里我实际上还是很粗鲁，好像没有一个好的基督徒的见证。
I wasn't going to let anybody in between us.
我不让任何人来插到我们的中间。
Even if they needed to turn there, they weren't getting between us.
虽然他们要转弯，我们也不让他转到我们的前面。
We were following them.
因为我们在跟着他。
We changed from one big interstate to another.
我们从一条高速上换到另外一条高速上。
In the middle of the turn, I got distracted. I looked over. It's something.
在那个拐弯的时候，我就有点丧失的注意力。我看到旁边。
There was this huge big rock quarry over there.
在那里面有一个好像巨大的采石场。
And I looked over at it.
我就注意地看了一下。
And then when I turned back around,
当我回头再看的时候，
there was two identical vehicles in front of us.
在前面有同样的两辆车在我们前面。
I guess if this wasn't a Christian conference, I'd have to say this is a true story, but everything you say should be true. So anyway, this is a true story.
这是实在是一个真实。
But I looked and it was two identical vehicles.
当我们看的时候有两辆一模一样的车。
And I still remember they were Mazda MPVs.
我知道是马自达的一个型号的车。
And there was four people in each one.
在每辆车里面都有四个人。
There was a mother and father and a son and a daughter.
都有一个爸爸一个妈妈一个儿子一个女儿。
And they were both the same, we looked at one.
我们他同样一模一样的车我们看。
We looked at the other.
我们看见一个也看见另外一个。
And at first we didn't know which one was which.
我们真是分不出哪一辆是哪一辆。
Now how did we know the difference?
我们怎么样知道它的差别？
Now, there's usually some, if you share this with young people, some of the younger ones, they say, oh, you memorized the license plate.
如果你跟一个年轻人讲说他你应该记着他牌照。
I'm an accountant, but I didn't do that.
但是我没有靠着他。
But as we looked at these two vehicles,
当我们看见这两辆车的时候，
we looked inside of them.
我们往里面看。
And what we knew is, we knew the life inside one, and we didn't know the life inside the other.
我们知道在一辆车里面的生命，但是我们不知道另外一辆车的生命。
And we followed life.
我们跟从了生命。
And brothers and sisters, in the day we're living in,
弟兄姊妹们，在我们如今生活的这个时代，
there are many things out there that have the name Christian on it.
在外面有很多的东西上面都有基督徒的字样。
But is it really of the Lord?
但是是不是属于主的？
When it says follow me,
当他说跟从我的时候，
Do we know that voice?
我们认不认识那个声音？
Do we recognize that life?
我们认不认识那个生命？
As we look into it,
当我们往里面看的时候，
We say, wait a minute, that's not the life of the Lord I know. There's something strange about that.
我们说看起来很奇怪，里面不是我们认识的主的生命。
Even though it has a name Christian on it,
如果它虽然它上面有基督徒这样的字样，
Outwardly, it can use the right phrases and words.
在外面的看它好像在用正确的话语。
But something about it is just not right.
但是好像你觉得它不对。
But then we see that one that is called, that we recognize the life of the Lord.
但是我们看到那一个真的，然后我们认识到主的生命。
As the Lord is calling us to follow him.
当主他呼召我们来跟从他的时候。
It's following his life.
是让我们来跟从他的生命。
Knowing his life.
让我们认识他的生命。
Because there are so many voices in this day.
因为在如今的世代有那么多的声音。
May we take that time every day to get to know him in a fuller and a greater way.
让我们每天要花时间来更多更完全的认识他。
Because it's tragic how out there today there are so many counterfeits.
在外面有很多虚假的东西实在是一个灾难。
And when we think of counterfeits,
当我们想这个虚假的东西的时候，
most of us can't recognize the difference.
我们很多人看不出来它的差别。
They talk about counterfeit money.
如果你讲到这个伪钞的话，
we look at a $50 bill and most of us wouldn't know what one looked like if we saw it.
如果我们看到一个假的50块钱，我们不知道它们的差别在哪。
We wouldn't know a real one from a false one.
我们分不清真的和假的区别。
But those, they're those ones that are trained that can tell the difference.
但是那些受过训练的，他们能分清它的差别。
And it's one of, and to me, this is a great spiritual lesson also.
对我来说，实在是一个伟大的属灵的功课。
Because within the FBI, when they're training people to spot counterfeit money,
当在那个美国联邦调查局，他们训练人来识别假钞的时候，
And what, you know what they teach them?
你知不知道他们教他们干什么？
They get them.$50, $100 bills.
他把100块钱和50块钱的钱给他们。
They learn the paper.
他们就在摸那个纸。
They learn the ink.
他们就看那上的墨汁。
They learn all the marks.
他们就分清楚里面所有的标志。
But one of the things that they never see during their training,
但是在他们训练的时候有一件事情从来没有见过。
They never see a counterfeit bill.
他们从来没有见过一个假钞。
They focus on what's real.
他们把他们注意力放在那个真钱上面。
And when you know what's real,
当你认识真钱的时候
then you'll be able to know what's false.
你就知道什么是假的。
We get to know our Lord and the reality of His life.
当我们认识主和他生命的实际的时候
we can see that's when other voices come along.
当别的声音来的时候
we can see, oh, we can learn that's not of Him.
我们就可以说我们说那不是主的声音。
And Peter learned this in his life.
彼得在他的生命里面学了这一点。
We know at times Peter listened to the wrong voice.
我们知道彼得在一段时间里面听到了错误的声音。
We'll see later in his life Peter listened to his own voice.
在他的生命的末后的时候他听他自己的声音。
And he denied the Lord.
他不否认了主。
He didn't listen to his voice.
他没有听主的声音。
Oh, Peter learned some hard lessons.
彼得在那里学的重了很重的功课。
What Peter wants us to learn.
彼得愿意我们来学的。
Is that we need to learn the simplicity of following him.
就是让我们来学单纯的来跟从主。
And getting to know him in a real and intimate way.
让我们能够来真实的接近的来认识他。
And sometimes when we think about following the Lord.
当我们讲到我们来跟从主。
We can put on our rose-colored glasses and think everything's going to be wonderful and beautiful.
我们可以戴上玫瑰色的眼镜说任何事情都是那么美好。
But just look at our Lord's life.
但是你只是看我们主的生活。
As we talk about following the Lord.
我们在这里讲跟随主。
Where you go, I will go.
你说你到哪里去我就到哪里去。
Look at his life for a second.
我们看主的生命。
He was born there in Bethlehem.
他在伯利恒出生。
Born there in a humility.
他在谦卑里面诞生。
Are we willing to walk that way of humility?
我们愿不愿意来走那么一个谦卑的道路？
And then those many years that he lived in Nazareth.
他在拿撒勒度过的那些年日。
He would live there in that hidden life.
他过了一个隐藏的生活。
Oh, that is so hard for our flesh.
哦，对我们的肉体来说是何等的难。
We hate having to live a hidden life.
我们痛恨过一个隐藏的生活。
We want people to see us.
我们愿意人看见我们。
But we need to be those that take that time to have that hidden life with Him.
我们愿意做那些能够花我们的时间做过隐藏生活的人。
And then when He calls us,
当他呼召我们的时候
we're there prepared. We can go on in Him.
我们在那里，我们就可以跟从他。
As we see, he left Nazareth, he came to Jerusalem.
当他离开拿撒勒的时候，他到了耶路撒冷。
Though he came to his own, and his own received him not.
他到了他自己的。地方那里的人却不接待他。
He was rejected by the ones that he came for.
他来为着那些人，但是那些人却拒绝他。
Brothers and sisters, as we're together in our assemblies,
弟兄姊妹们，当我们在聚会里面聚集的时候
，and our brothers and sisters, they don't accept us.
有没有弟兄姊妹不接受我们
？They don't accept us the way we think they should.
他们不接受我们这样的思维方式。
And maybe we feel rejected.
也许我们觉得我们被拒绝。
What do we do?
我们怎么样做
？Do we just quit, go somewhere else?
我们是不是就离开到别的地方去
？No, we follow him.
不，我们来跟从主。
We go through that spirit of allowing the Lord to teach us, even in rejection.
我们就要在那里学会，即使在被拒绝的时候，我们也要来学会跟从主。
And then as we follow him, we'll see that we end up in a garden of Gethsemane.
当我们跟从他的时候，我们来到克西马尼园。
And how wonderful it is, and how easy it is to pray that prayer, Lord, not my will, but Thy will be done.
好像多么的容易，我们在那里祷告说。愿你的旨意成就。
We always pray that prayer.
我们总是做那样的祷告。
We've learned that's a good phrase.
我们知道那是一个很好的句子。
If you're at a prayer meeting, we're praying about something, and you say, Lord, not my will, but thy will, everybody think you're really spiritual.
你在一个祷告聚会里面，你说主照着你的意思行，不要照着我的意思行，别人都认为你很属灵。
If you want to impress your parents,
愿意，如果你想给你父母一个很深的印象。
You want to go to one university,
你愿意到一个大学里面去。
They want you to go to another university,
他们想让你去另外一个学校。
You know how to impress your parents?
你在那里想要给你父母留下一个印象。
Oh Lord, not my will.
你在那里说主啊，不要照着我的意思。
You know, good and well in your heart, you want to go there.
在你的心里面，你愿意去那个所学校。
We're not just praying things from lip service.
但是我们不是从我的嘴唇里面来祷告而已。
This is where that word is being made sure in our life.
这就是在那里那些那样话要在我们心里面变为确实。
You know, it's a fearful thing before the Lord to pray, not my will, but Thy will be done.
在我们主面前我们祷告说不要照着我的意思照着你的意思这是一件让我们恐惧战惊的事情。
It's a sobering prayer.
这是一个让我们清醒的一个祷告。
I remember a story of a brother.
我记得一个弟兄的故事。
And he couldn't pray that prayer.
他不能这样的祷告。
But what he prayed,
他祷告的是
Lord, make me willing to be willing.
他说主愿意你让我能够有这么一颗心来成就你的旨意。
The Lord knows our hearts.
主知道他的心。
He's not looking for outward performance or just great words.
主不是在看你外在的那些大的话语。
So we said at the beginning, he's looking for our hearts.
我们在开始的时候说他在找我们的心。
Don't play games with him.
不要与他玩游戏。
If he's calling us somewhere and we don't want to go,
当他呼召我们去我们不愿意去的地方。
Just tell him that.
你跟他说。
But also pray, Lord, make me willing to do your will.
但是你也说主啊愿意让我能够有心来成就你的旨意。
You see our Lord Jesus, as he wrestled there in Gethsemane.
你看我们的主他在那里有征战。
He said, Lord, Father, if this can happen,
他说父啊如果这是可行。
Let the cup pass.
你就让这个杯挪去。
But not my will, but thy will.
但是不要照着我的意思乃是照着你的意思。
We know that in his will, the Lord then went to Calvary.
我们知道在主的旨意里面他心意里面他去到了加利略山。
Are we willing again to go that way of the cross?
我们愿不愿意也走十字架的道路。
But praise God, it doesn't end at Calvary.
赞美主他故事没有在十字架那里结束。
We know that up from that grave he arose.
我们知道我们的主从墓地里面复活。
And now he's seated upon the throne.
他在高天之上坐在宝座上。
How we love to be there at the throne.
我们多么愿意能够坐在宝座上。
But are we willing to go the pathway with him?
但是我们愿不愿意来跟从他走这段路。
Praise God, Peter was willing to go through this.
赞美神，因为彼得愿意走这条路。
Peter was willing to go through the training process.
彼得愿意来接受这样的训练。
And Peter leaves his nets and follows the Lord.
彼得就舍了他的网来跟随着主。
And Lord starts working within his life.
主就在他的生命里面开始做工。
Now let's turn over to Matthew 16.
我们再翻到马太福音十六章。
There are many of us again. We're familiar with this chapter.
马太福音十六章我们都很熟悉。
We speak of Matthew 16. Everyone says, "Oh, Peter's revelation, Christ in the church."
我们看到彼得的在那里的启示，基督和教会。
And we are thankful that at that point, at this, in this chapter, we see where Peter received that revelation of Christ in the church.
我们感谢主，我们在这一章我们看到彼得得到了那个启示。
And we'll spend more time on that tomorrow evening.
我们明天晚上会更多的时间讲这件这一段。
But after the Peter received that revelation,
当彼得来听到的得到这个启示的时候
，The Lord also told Peter and the disciples.
主对彼得和他的门徒说
，That he was going to have to go to Jerusalem and suffer.
他说你他要到耶路撒冷受苦
，That he was going to be killed.
他要被杀。
But on the third day, he would be raised up.
但是第三天他要复活。
And we know Peter intervenes and he says, No, Lord, I'm not going to let you go.
彼得就在那里阻止他说主我不要你去。
Peter tries to stop him from going to the cross.
主彼得在那里阻止主去上十字架。
And the Lord rebukes Peter.
主就在那里责备彼得。
Pretty strong rebuke.
非常强的斥责。
But the Lord, he rebukes Peter.
主斥责彼得说。
And then he teaches Peter a lesson.
然后他 教了彼得一个功课。
We look at verse 24 and 25.
我们看24和25节。
It said, And then Jesus says to his disciples, If anyone wishes to come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross and follow me. For whoever wishes to save his life shall lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake shall find it.
于是耶稣对门徒说若有人要跟从我就当舍己背起他的十字架来跟从我。因为凡要救自己生命的必上吊生命凡为我上吊生命的必得着生命。
Do we want to enter into the reality of his life?
我们愿不愿意进入他的生命的实际?
The Lord is showing us the pathway here.
主在这里告诉我们那条路。
The pathway to life and the pathway of life is the way of the cross.
这条路通过生命走到生命就是十字架的道路。
And this is an initial revelation of the cross to Peter.
这就是十字架在彼得的第一个启示。
And the challenge that each one of us faces
在这里也就是我们每一个人遇到的一个挑战。
Is that we have two paths set before us.
就是在我们前面有两条路。
Are we going to walk on that pathway of life?
我们是要走那条生命之路呢？
Which is His will and His way.
是他的旨意，他的道路。
Or are we going to walk on the pathway of death?
还是我们走那条死亡的道路。
Which is our will and our way.
那这是我们的意志，我们的道路。
Now, if we're really honest,
如果我们实在是诚实的话
most of us want to walk on both paths.
我们都想走，同时走两条路。
There's some things of the Lord that we really like.
有些主的事情我们确实是喜欢。
We want to walk on that one.
我们愿意在那上面走。
But there are also some other things that we like, we enjoy in life.
但是在我们的生活里面也有一些我们喜悦的。
Our own desires.
我们自己的渴望。
And we want to walk on that path also.
我们也愿意走那条路。
But really trying to walk on both paths is the pathway of death.
如果你在两条路上脚踏两只船的话，就是死亡的路。
And we're only kidding ourselves if we think we can do that.
如果我们对我们自己说我们可以做的话，我们只是欺骗我们自己。
There came a point in Peter's life.
在彼得的生活里面来到这么一个。
Peter had to make this decision.
彼得要做这么一个决定。
In John chapter 6.
在约翰十六章。
The Lord, you don't have to turn there, just...The Lord was sharing some difficult things with the disciples.
主在那里和他的门徒来交通一些困难的事情。
And they said, these are hard words.
他们说这些话实在难懂。
And many of them left.
他们很多人就离开了。
But Peter spoke up and said,
彼得就说,
Lord, we have nowhere to go.
主我们没有别的地方去。
You alone have that word of eternal life.
你在你里面有永生。
And Peter followed him.
彼得就跟从他。
Brothers and sisters, there came this point in the disciples' lives.
弟兄姊妹们，在门徒的这个生命的里面
，where they had a choice to make.
当他们要做一个决定的时候
，some chose to continue following the Lord.
有些人就继续的来跟从主
，but others didn't.
一些人就离开了。
They had an alternative.
他们有一个选择。
Do we have alternatives in our lives?
我们在我们的生活里面有没有一个选择
？Do we have options that we can opt out on?
我们有没有选择？我们可以离开它。
But the number one alternative that most of us have.
我们最大的一个选择。
The Lord calls us to follow Him.
当主呼召我们来跟从他的时候。
That number one alternative is tomorrow.
那个最大的那条路，另外一条路就是明天。
Do you know who is the greatest advocate of you serving the Lord tomorrow?
你知不知道谁是你明天来才能侍奉主的最大的支持者？
The enemy loves you to tell them that.The enemy loves for you to say you'll serve the Lord tomorrow.
仇敌特别的喜欢你说我们明天来跟从你。
The enemy has no problems with you saying tomorrow I'll serve the Lord.
仇敌一点问题都没有当你说我们明天来跟从你的时候。
Because that enemy knows tomorrow will never come.
因为那个仇敌他知道明天永远不会来到。
The Lord's word is not tomorrow but today.
主的话不是说是明天而是说现在。
Today if you hear my voice.
今天如果你听我的声音。
Today is the day of salvation.
今天你就得救。
Today be about our Father's business.
今天是我们天父的事业。
Today follow me.
今天你来跟从我。
Oh, it's tragic how so often we want to put things off till tomorrow.
很惨的是我们经常要把事情挪到明天。
We have those alternatives, and this has been going on throughout Christianity.
我们总是有这么一条别的路，我们在我们基督徒里世界已经发生了很久。
I read a sermon in the past by C.H. Spurgeon.
我读了一个斯布珍弟兄的一个传道。
And he was addressing this matter over 100 years ago.
他在100年以前他就讲到了这件事。
And he said, most of us as we're in school will say, after I get out of school, tomorrow I'll serve the Lord.
我们很多还要在学校的时候说我们当我们离开学校的时候明天我们来跟从。
After we get out of school, we want to get married.
当我离开学校的时候我要结婚。
We say, after I get married, I'll serve the Lord.
当我结婚以后我再来服侍你。
And we keep putting it off till tomorrow and tomorrow.
我们一直在那里拖延明天等明天。
And tomorrow never comes.
但是明天从来没有来到。
And we find out sooner or later that we're too old to serve the Lord.
当我们后来就发现我们太老了我们不能侍奉主了。
But thank the Lord, really, in reality, we're never too old.
但是感谢主在实际里面我们从来不会过于
老
我们今天一直可以开始
Don't put anything off till tomorrow.
不要单言到明天
Serve the Lord right where he has you today.
今天主叫你在这里来侍奉他
And this is one of the secrets within Peter's life.
这就是彼得生命里的一个秘密
Wherever Peter was,
不管彼得在哪里
he was following the Lord, he was serving the Lord.
他在那里跟从主在那里服侍主
He didn't know what was ahead.
他不知道前面是什么。
But he trusted and knew who was leading him.
但是他信靠那个带领他的。
Peter was experiencing the reality of the way of the cross.
彼得在那里就尝受到十字架的实际。
What does the way of the cross mean to you, to us?
十字架的实际对我们来说是什么？
If we're honest, the way of the cross is not very attractive to us.
对我们来说，如果我们诚实的话，我们知道十字架的道路不是很有吸引力。
But there's a great discovery we can make.
但是我们可以在这里有一个重大的发现。
As we start to go the way of the cross,
当我们来 走十字架的路的时候
we'll find the cross is our best friend.
我们就发现十字架是我们最好的朋友
because it sets us free from this body and bondage of death.
因为它把我们从肉体和死亡里面拯救出来
we have this enemy of self within us.
我们在我们自己有自己的肉体作为我们的敌人
and we're always wrestling with self.
我们只是与自己来做
but praise God as we learn the way of the cross.
我们与自己来做 决斗但是我们感谢神
It sets us free.
他的十字架让我们得到自由
The enemy will tell us that the cross is bondage.
敌人仇敌会告诉我们十字架只是我们的捆绑
This self-life is bondage.
但是我们自己的生命是我们的捆绑
But as we allow the cross to work within us,
当我们让十字架在我们里面工作的时候
As we say no to my will and yes to your will,
当我们对自己的意志说不对他的旨意说成的时候
It sets us free from this bondage.
他就把我们从这个捆绑里面释放出来。
And we are free indeed.
我们实在是得了自由。
Oftentimes today we see ones, they want to know freedom.
今天我们看很多人他们愿意得到自由。
I want to be free in the Lord.
我们愿意在主里面得自由。
The Lord has a glorious way to set us free.
主有一个荣耀的方式让我们得自由。
Just as he set us free from death on that day of salvation.
就像当他让我们得救的时候把我们得了释放。
He sets us free from this self-life and the bondage of that through the way of the cross.
他用十字架的道路让我们从我们的自己和我们的捆绑里面得到自由。
We read those verses in Matthew 16.
我们从马太福音十六章里面。
In verse 25 it says, He who saves his life will lose it, and he who loses his life will save it.
25节里面说，凡丧掉生命的必得着生命。
And that's speaking of our soul life.
这里面说到我们的灵魂生命。
And Peter learned the reality of that.
彼得就说学到了里面的实际。
When the Lord said that to Peter, Peter probably didn't really know what the Lord was talking about.
当主对彼得说这个话的时候，彼得也许真不知道主在讲什么。
But in 1 Peter, what does he testify of?
在彼得前书里面，他做如何见
证？Peter writes in that first chapter of 1 Peter.
彼得在彼得前书第一章里面说
，Oh, as you go through these trials in life.
当你们经过生活的试炼的时候
，The outcome of your faith is the salvation of your soul.
你的灵魂就必然得救。
You're free indeed.
你实在得了自由。
Oh, we try so many different ways to escape the way of the cross.
我们通过我们学了很多的方式要逃避这个十字架的道路。
But if by the Holy Spirit we can see that what a friend we have in the cross.
但是我们要通过圣灵，我们知道我们在十字架上面有何等的朋友。
That we would allow it to work within us.
我们要让他在我们里面做工。
And really follow him through it.
我们来跟从他。
We would know of that glorious liberty of the sons of God.
我们就看到神的儿女自由的荣耀。
Oh, it's tragic today how many miserable Christians there are.
今天有多少悲惨的基督徒。
And we have the way right in front of us.
我们在我们前面有这条路，直接在我们的前面。
And yet we're not following him.
但是我们没有跟从他。
To enjoy the simplicity and the freedom that we have in him.
我们没有办法来享受他在我们前面的这个简单的自由。
Oh, as we looked at these verses in Matthew,
当我们看马太福音这些圣经的时候
he throws this wide open. He says, if anyone desires to come after me,
他把这些公布出来说，如果有人要跟从我
he's not going to force us to come after him.
他不是在那里强求我们来跟从他
But he says, if anyone desires,
他说如果人要跟从我
do we have that desire within our heart?
我们有没有那样的一个渴望
Maybe some of us don't.
也许我们中间的一些人有
And that's okay.
还可以
if you admit it,
如果你承认的话
if you go to the Lord, I don't have a desire to come after you.
如果你对主说主啊我对你实在没有渴望
But I desire that desire.
但是我渴望有那么一个渴望
Do you know what he shows us?
你知道他向我们要显示什么
It's not a what he shows us, but it's a who he shows us.
他不会向我们显示什么而是向我们显示
谁 He shows us more of himself.
他把他更多的自己向我们显明。他把他更大的爱向我们显明。
He invites us and he says, "Oh, come after me and enjoy the riches that I have."
他邀请我们说，你来到我这里享受丰富。
Oh, in his great love, he throws open this door to come and follow him.
在这个伟大的爱里面，他把这个门敞开。
This was Paul's testimony in his life.
这就是保罗在他的生命里的见证。
Paul's testimony was that the love of Christ controls me.
保罗的见证就是说基督的爱激励我
Brothers and sisters, Christ sang a beautiful love song at Calvary.
基督在加略山上唱了一个美好的歌
Have you heard that song?
你有没有听到那个歌
As you look at the cross,
当我们看十字架的时候
As you look at what the Lord did,
你看我们主做的
This is the most beautiful love song in eternity.
这是在永远里面最美的那个一首诗歌
Has it captured our hearts?
有没有抓住我们的心
There's a story in Greek mythology.
在希腊的神话的里面
There was these set of sisters that lived on some islands in the Mediterranean.
在地中海的一个岛上面有这么一些姐妹
And they were called the Cyrene sisters.
她们叫西西里的姐妹们
Don't worry about the names. Just, they were a set group of sisters.
有一些姐妹们
And as they would, as a ship would go sailing by,
当这个船划过的时候
，They would sing these beautiful songs.
他们就在那里唱美好的歌。
And the sailors, they would hear this enticing music.
那些水手就听见那诱人的声音。
And they would hear these women singing.
他们听见那些女人在唱歌。
And they would turn their ships and sail toward that voyage.
他们就把他们的船转向，然后朝那个方向驰去。
But as they sailed close to these islands,
当他们向那些岛屿靠近的时候
，There was a lot of underwater reefs.
在下面有很多的珊瑚礁。
And the ships would crash, and everybody would be killed.
那个船就会被撞沉，然后任何人，所有人都会被淹死。
And these sisters, they would get the plunder from the ships.
那些姐妹们，她们就从这些船里面来掠夺。
Now one time, Ulysses went to sail by there.
有一次，有一个人从这里面驰过。
And he had heard of this.
他听见了这个。
So what he did, he was, this is the ingenuity of the world.
他说这是说是这个地上的巧计。
He clogged up the ears of all of his men.
他就把他的耳朵来堵住。
So they couldn't hear this music.
他就不能听见这个声音。
But he wanted to listen to it.
但是他愿意想听这个声音。
And so, but they told, he, tied, they, he told his men to tie him to the mast.
他就对他们人说要把他的手来绑在这个桅杆上面。
And to ignore whatever he said.
不管他说什么都不要听。
And so they sailed by.
他们就驰过。
And he heard this music.
他就听到了那些声音。
And he wanted to go there, but he couldn't.
他想往那边去，但是他不能。
But then there was one called Orpheus.
但是有这么一个人叫 Orpheus。
And as he was sailing by.
当他的船驰过的时候。
He was sailing by.And his men started to hear this music.
当他驰过的时候，他的水手们就听见了这个音乐。
He started singing himself.
他自己就开始唱。
And he had a beautiful voice.
他有一个很美丽的声音。
And he outsang these sisters.
他比那些姐妹们唱的声音更大。
And he sang and sang, and his song was a song of life.
他在那里唱啊唱唱生命的诗歌。
Because the ship was not destroyed.
因为那个船没有被毁坏。
And we can see a beautiful spiritual picture here.
我们在那里就看见一个属灵的图画。
Because today there are two songs being sung to us.
因为今天有两首诗歌在我们唱，向我们唱。
The world is singing a song of death.
这个世界向我们唱一个死亡之歌。
But Christ has sung a song of life.
但是基督给我们唱生命之歌。
Have we heard that song?
我们有没有听见那首诗歌？
Are we closing our ears to the songs of this world?
我们有没有对这个地上的诗歌来闭上我们的耳朵？
And have we heard the love song from Calvary?
我们有没有听见加略山上的那首爱的诗歌？
Now this is what Peter heard.
这是彼得所听见的。
Because as Peter was hearing this,
因为当彼得听见的时候，
he followed the Lord.
他跟从了主。
And we see how critical this was at that moment in time.
我们看在那一刻是多么的重要。
Because when was this the matter of the cross revealed to Peter?
当因为我们看什么时候这个十字架才向彼得启示。
It was revealed to him right after he testified, "Thou art the Christ," and he also received the revelation of the church.
因为当只是在他说你是基督，当他接到教会的启示的时候。
Because the cross.Is the key to making the word of God more sure within our hearts.
因为这个十字架是让这个先知的话更确据的这个一个钥匙。
Peter simply followed him.
彼得简单的跟从了他。
And the Lord drew Peter into a greater fullness of himself.
我们主就把彼得带到更大的完全的里面。
Without the cross, there could be no Christ.
没有十字架就没有基督。
Without the cross, there can be no church.
没有十字架就没有教会。
Brothers and sisters,We need to see the cross in a different perspective.
弟兄姊妹们，我们要从另外一个角度看十字架。
And hear that love song from Calvary.
我们要听从加略山上传来的爱的诗歌。
That the words we have heard can be made sure within our hearts and lives.
这样我们在我们的生命里面，我们听见的这些话才能变得更有确据。
As we're talking about Peter, we said one of the principles on following someone is staying close.
当我们讲彼得的时候，我们讲到一个原则，要跟从他，就是离他很近。
And we know later during Peter's training that he denied the Lord.
我们知道在彼得后来他否认了主。
There's an interesting phrase as you look at the chapters related to Peter's denial of the Lord.
你看里面关于彼得否认主的这些章节里面。
All of a sudden as it speaks of Peter and the Lord,
突然就讲到彼得和主。
It says Peter followed at a distance.
那里面说到彼得在远远的跟从主。
He wasn't following close.
他没有进近的跟从主。
Peter was now following at a distance.
彼得是在远远的跟从他。
Peter's denial was very gradual.
彼得的否认是一步一步的。
Most of us, when we fall away from the Lord,
当我们离主越来越远的时候
it's not just something automatic. I mean, it's not something instant.
不是很快的自动发生的。
But it's usually gradual.
而是慢慢的。
And this is the way Peter.
这就是彼得发生在彼得身上的。
First he started boasting in himself.
他刚开始他学会了夸耀他的自己。
When the Lord said, Peter, you're going to deny me.
他说彼得你主说彼得你要否认我。
Peter said, no, I'll never do that.
彼得说不会的我绝不会。
And then the Lord asked him in the garden to watch and pray.
然后主就在那个科西玛尼园里面让他在那里祷告警醒。
He fell asleep.
他睡着了。
Then he follows at a distance.
然后他远远地跟着主。
And then we know how because of that he...ended up denying the Lord.
我们知道因为那样的缘故他就否认了主。
And what a lesson we have here.
我们在这里学到何等的功课。
Because often as we start going through some struggles in life,
当我们在我们的生命里面有征战的时候
maybe some questions, maybe some doubts,
也许我们有些问题我们有些怀疑
there's this voice within us that says,
在我们里面有一个声音对我们讲
oh, you need to get away and have some time to yourself.
你要离开他你要自己有一点时间
You need to figure this out for yourself.
你自己要为你自己来把这件事情想清楚。
When we're going through those times of questioning and trials and uncertainties,
当我们经历那些不确定的试炼的时候
we don't need to be going away.
我们不需要离开。
We need to be coming in closer.
我们需要离他更近。
Closer to the Lord.
离主更近。
And closer to one another.
与弟兄姊妹们更接
近。Finding that brother or sister that said, Lord, that you can share with, that I'm having a struggle, walk with me through this.
你找到一个弟兄姊妹，你跟他说，你说我在这里面有挣扎，你来帮助我。
And then the Lord can hold us and sustain us.
然后我们的主就能来支持扶持我们来。
So often we start withdrawing.
很经常的我们就离开了。
And it only leads to further disaster.
就越来越带来更大的灾难。
We see this disaster in Peter's life.
我们就看到彼得生活里面的这个灾难。
But praise God.
但是赞美神。
Even though Peter lost sight of the Lord never lost sight of Peter.
纵然彼得看不见主，主从来没有看不见他。
And we know that the Lord restored Peter both privately and publicly.
我们知道主在私下里面和公开的来复造彼得。
His wonderful love, that love song is always there to draw us back.
他的奇妙的爱，他的爱的歌一直要把他吸引回来。
Because the Lord says, follow me.
因为主跟他说，你跟从我。
And when you fall,
当你跌倒的时候
not if you fall,
不是你，如果你跌倒。
When we fall,
当我们跌倒的时候
he's there for us.
他在那里
to pick us up,
来扶持我们
to help us get back on that trail.
然后把我们带回到原来的路上。
Oh, and we thank the Lord how fully the Lord restored Peter.
我们感谢主，他是何等完美的把那里复造了彼得。
And we see within Peter's life how he was able to testify of the marvelous way the Lord recovered him.
我们看到彼得在那里做见证，神是如何的来恢复了他。
Of how Peter was able to testify publicly of this.
彼得就在当着大家的面来做这个见证。
Turn over to Acts chapter 3.
我们翻到《使徒行传》第三章。
If we look at Acts chapter 3,
使徒行传第三章。
In Acts chapter 3, this is what was referred to as Peter's second sermon.
彼得行传第三章，这里面讲到彼得的第二次讲道。
He and John had been on the way to the temple.
他和约翰到圣殿里面去。
And they had restored the health of this blind beggar, lame beggar.
他们就在这里为医治了一个瘸腿的乞丐。
And then everybody's there and they're full of amazement at this healing.
那些人就看到这个医治就很充满了惊讶。
And then Peter stands up to share the word.
彼得就站起来传福音。
And we're not going to go through the whole sermon.
我们不要把全部的这个讲道读一遍。
At verse 14,
如果你只读第十四节的话。
In Acts chapter 3 verse 14,
使徒行传三章十四节。
It says, but you denied the holy and righteous one and asked for a murderer to be granted to you.
你们弃绝了那圣洁公义者，反求求着释放一个凶手给你们。
Now in the English translation, most of the versions use the word denied.
在英文里面，很多的翻译本就说在这里弃绝。
The New American Standard uses the word disowned.
在新美语版说到弃绝。
But it's interesting as you look at this verse.
当你看见这节圣经的时候，很有趣。
You might be able to tell I like looking at words.
你说我很喜欢读话语。
Because the author of this book was so imaginative.
因为这个《使徒行传》的作者非常有想象力。
The Holy Spirit, with His great amount, He never was careless with His words.
因为圣灵从来不会对他的话不注意。
Because this word here for denied,
因为这个话弃绝。
As Peter is in front of these thousands,
彼得是在千人的面前。
And he's saying, this one, you denied the Holy One.
他说你们弃绝了那圣洁公义者。
This is the same word that is used of Peter when he was denying the Lord.
这是当彼得弃绝主的时候用的同样的一个词。
When a little slave girl came up to Peter.
当一个奴仆的女孩来到彼得前面。
It says Peter denied that he knew him.
彼得就在那弃绝说他不认识他。
As another servant would ask Peter the question.
有另外一个仆人问同样的问题。
It would say Peter denied knowing anything about it.
彼得就否认说他认识。对这个人一点都不认识。
To me, brothers and sisters, this is a beautiful picture of how fully the Lord restores us.
这就是我们主是何等的完美的恢复我们的一个图画。
Because if Peter had not been fully restored,
因为当彼得如果没有被完全恢复的话，
and the word of restoration was not made sure to him,
这个恢复的这个话就不能在他的里面成为确据。
That word of forgiveness,
这个宽恕的这个话
If that had not been made real to him,
如果在他那里面没有成为实际
How could he with a clear conscience stand up and speak to others about denying the Lord?
他怎么能凭着良心在对别人的面前来做这个见证
I believe when Peter was delivering this message,
我相信当彼得来做这个传这个信息的时候
And he was challenging others about denying the Lord,
他来挑战别人说你们要来
I don't believe it came across in a condemning way.
我不觉得他在那里做定罪。
But I believe it came across with understanding and compassion.
我觉得他在那里带着他的理解和他的。
It was the love of Christ there.
在那里你看到基督的爱。
Because the people knew what Peter had done.
因为人都知道彼得做了什么。
Peter is saying, I denied him one time.
彼得说我曾经否认过他。
And look what he's done in my life.
看他在我生命里面做了何等的事。
You've denied him.
你们那个时候也弃绝了他。
But look what he can do in your life.
但是你看他们能在你们生命里做何等的事。
This is the word of God made sure within Peter's life.
这就是神的话在彼得里面成为确据。
And this is what the Lord wants to do in us.
这就是主要在我们里面所做的。
He wants us to know of this great salvation.
他愿意我们来知道这个伟大的救恩。
And how he wants us to know that the forgiveness that we have in him.
他让我们看到在他的里面我们得的宽恕。
Is tragic today with so many believers.
在很多的信徒里面有一个悲剧。
We know in our minds that our sins are forgiven.
我们知道在我们头脑里面知道我们的罪得了赦免。
But in our lives we live under condemnation.
但是我们在我们的生活里面我们是活在定罪的下面。
We can quote the verses about our sins being forgiven.
我们可以来在这里讲圣经说我们的罪得赦免。
But then when the Lord calls us to serve Him,
但是当主来叫呼召我们来顺服来跟从他的时候
，We're saying, "Oh, I can't. I'm too evil."
你说我不行，我太邪恶。
We're denying the very work that He did at Calvary.
我们在这里否认他在加略山上做的那件事情。
Here's Peter. How could one who denied the Lord stand up and share with others about and charge them with denying the Lord?
彼得。曾经否认主，他怎么能站起来来这里指责别人来弃绝主呢
？Only one who had been fully restored and fully knew all the Lord had done for him.
只有那一个能够被完全的恢复的，知道主做了什么事情的那位才可以。
May that reality come work within our hearts and lives.
愿意这个实际在我们的里面，在我们的生命里面来工作。
Praise God. While there came a point in time in Peter's life.
在彼得的生命里面的一个阶段。
When the Lord was on earth, Peter denied the wrong person.
当主在地上的时候，彼得否认了这个错误的否认了这个人。
But we know later in Peter's life,
我们知道在彼得后来的生活里面，
Peter denied the right person.
彼得就在那里弃绝了那个正确的。
And he loved not his life unto death.
他没有爱惜自己的生命，直到一直到死。
Oh, Peter learned many lessons.
彼得学了很多的功课。
Let's turn over to John 21.
我们来翻到约翰福音二十一章。
We see how here this last command that the Lord spoke to Peter about following him.
我们看主如何给彼得最后的一个命令，让彼得跟随他。
The Lord had restored Peter publicly, and we'll look at this more tomorrow night.
彼得在大众的面前来恢复了彼得。
He had given Peter this commission.
他给彼得这么一个使命。
He gave him the commission to care for his sheep.
他给彼得这个一个使命来照顾他的羊。
The Lord was doing this work. He transformed Peter from this rough fisherman to a gentle shepherd.
主就把彼得从一个渔夫变成了一个牧羊人。
And after Peter was restored, what did the Lord say to him?
当彼得被恢复的时候，主是向他讲了什么
？We see in these verses that we read earlier, the Lord says, "Follow me."
我们看主在这些话里面说，你来跟从我。
The Lord actually had to tell Peter to follow him twice here.
主在这里要跟彼得说两次，说你跟从我。
Says it first in verse the end of verse 19.
在十九章结束的时候，十九节结束的时候。
Then at the end of 22.
然后在二十二节。
Now what happened in between?
在中间发生了什么
？The first time the Lord said.Peter, I want you to follow me.
第一次主说彼得，我愿意你来跟从我的时候。
What did Peter do?
彼得做了什么
？He turned around and he looked at the Apostle John.
他转过来看见了使徒约翰。
Because the Lord had just told Peter how he was going to die.
因为主只是跟彼得说他要如何的死。
And it wasn't very pleasant.
好像不是那么动听。
He said, when you're old, they're going to take you and you're going to go places you don't want to go.
在这里说当你老的时候别人要把你带到你不愿意去的时候去的地方。
But Peter looks around and he sees the Apostle John.
彼得转过身来就看到使徒约翰。
And the Lord said, and Peter says to the Lord, well, what about him?
彼得说主啊这个人如何
?And says Peter, as he looks at John,
主就看见了约翰。
As Peter is looking at him, he says, wait a minute, you're telling me that I'm going to die? Well, how about John? What's going to happen with him?
彼得就说你说我要死这个人怎么办
And the Lord says, "What is that to you? You follow me."
主说这跟你有什么关系？你来跟从我。
That's a big lesson we need to learn in life.
这是我们生命里面我们学到要学的一个极大的功课。
Because we get so distracted at times by our brothers and sisters.
我们很多时候被我们的弟兄姊妹来带离我们的注意。
It's there. Peter was not distracted by something bad here.
彼得在这里不是被一些坏的事情来分散注意力。
He was distracted by the apostle of love.
他在这里是被爱的使徒来分散了注意力。
But the Lord had a way for John to go.
但是主要约翰有一条路。
The Lord had a way for Peter to go.
主也给彼得了一条路。
The Lord has a special path for each one of us.
主给我们每一个人都有一个特殊的路。
Where each one of us are fearfully and wonderfully made.
我们每一个人都是受造的可畏。
And he has such a wonderful way that he wants to work that his word can become real and sure in our life.
每一个人他都给我们预备了一条路让他的话能够在我们生命里面
成为实际。But oftentimes as we're walking along, we look at others and we get distracted.
但是当我们行走这条路的时候我们经常被别人来分散我们的注意力。
How come others get to do things I can't do?
为什么这个人能做我不能做的
And that's a wonderful thing about having a retreat.
我们能够来到这里做退休会是一件很好的。
Is you have so many opportunities to learn lessons like this.
因为我们在这里有很多的机会来学这样的功课。
As you're sitting back there,
当你坐在那里的时候
you're saying, how come they let that brother up there sing hymns?
你就会为什么那个弟兄可以在那里面唱诗
I have a better voice than him.
我比他唱得更好听。
Why don't they let me do that?
为什么他们不能让我领诗
Then why do they make me sit in the back?
为什么他们让我坐在后面
Why do I just have to sit in the back and push all these little buttons up and down?
为什么我一定要坐在后面来这边调来调去这些仪器
But how come our brother gets to stand here and translate in front of everybody?
为什么我们这个弟兄在这里来他能来 为这个信息来翻译
Someone else has to sit in the back and just translate with a microphone. Nobody sees her.
为什么后面有一个人来做这个耳机的翻译没有人能看见他
We can laugh, but we have these thoughts and feelings if we're honest.
我们如果诚实的话我们确实有这么样的心思。
Because we desire recognition, self wants to get recognized.
我们愿意别人来认识我们。
But the Lord knows how to work within each one of us.
但是主他知道在我们里面每一个人都有一个特殊的工作。
Oh, what a wonderful opportunity we have to deny ourselves.
我们有多么美好的一个机会来弃绝我们自己。
As we're honest with the Lord.
如果我们对主诚实的话。
Lord, thank you for showing me I'm ambitious.
你跟主说主感谢你让我知道我有
I have a desire that my brothers and sisters would see me.
我有这么一个渴望，我愿意我们的弟兄来看见我。
But Lord, I know that's not pleasing to you.
主，但是我知道对你来说不是讨你喜悦。
So I want to deny myself.
我愿意在这里否认我自己。
Take up that cross and follow you.
你就背起那个十字架来跟从主。
When we have these thoughts within us.
当我们心里面有这些思念的时候。
So often it's the Holy Spirit that brings them to light.
经常是圣灵让我们把这些个放在光照下面。
Because out of His love, He's showing things within us that He wants to change and deal with.
因为他凭着他的爱，让我们里面的一些事情显明出来，他要变化我们。
But do we cooperate with Him?
我们有没有和他合作？
Or do we just sit there and get mad because they won't let me lead the songs?
我们还是我们只是坐在那里生气，说你不让我领诗。
Oh, how I remember when I was at the university, I was on the track team.
当我在上大学的时候，我是跑在田径队里面。
You could probably tell I was not a runner.
你只可以看见我不是一个跑步的。
I did the shot put and discus and the javelin.
我是坐在那里就铅球和那个标枪。
We get to watch all the runners.
我们就可以看见那些人在跑步。
And one of the things they're always telling the runners in the race.
他们在那些赛跑的人里面总是告诉他们一件事情。
It's really to keep looking ahead.
你要往前看。
Because you start looking around.
如果你往左右顾望的时候。
You get distracted by others.
你就分散了你的注意力。
You trip over your feet.
你就要跌倒。
It slows you down.
你就放慢你的脚步。
You know, if you're running those races.
当你赛跑的时候。
To look over your shoulder really slows you down.
你只是朝两边看的时候，实在让你会放缓脚步。你在这个赛跑的当中，
we need to keep our eyes on him.
一定要把我们的眼睛放在他的身上。
Not distracted by our brothers and sisters.
不是被弟兄姊妹们来分散我们注意力。
Now remember, this was he was distracted by the apostle of love.
你要记住，彼得是被爱的使徒来分散注意力。
We're not talking about the bad brothers and sisters.
我们不是在这里讲到坏的弟兄姊妹们。
And we know each assembly has plenty of them.
我们知道每一个聚会里面当中都有一些。
But we're talking about the good brothers and sisters.
我们在这里谈到是好的弟兄姊妹们。
Now, one of the good things about being out here now,
在这里一个好处
is that if Stella and I are here, many will ask, how are things in Richmond?
很多人就问在 Richmond 那个聚会怎么样。
And we'll say, now things in Richmond are well.
我就说在 Richmond 那个地方很好啊。
Because all the problems are in California.
因为那所有的问题都去了加州。
You know? And so, but we, as you look within assemblies,
当我们看我们聚会的地方。
Again, it's really not good brothers and bad brothers.
不是好的弟兄和坏的弟兄。
We're all brothers and sisters together.
我们都是一同在一起弟兄姊妹们。
And there's no good thing that dwells within us.
在我们的里面只有好的好的。
In ourselves, except we have that life of Christ.
在我们的里面除了主基督的生命之外没有好的。
But as we see his life,
当我们看见他的生命的时候
it can encourage us all.
我们来鼓励勉励弟兄姊妹们。
Now, praise God, brothers and sisters.
我们赞美主。
You know, we talk a lot about the cross working within us.
我们在这里讲到很多关于十字架在我们里
面。Follow the Lord, we go that way of the cross.
我们跟从主走十字架的路。
But praise God, it doesn't end there.
但是赞美神这不是结束。
Where did we say it ends?
我们看在哪里是终点。
It ends up at the throne.
我们在宝座是我们的终点。
Let's finish by looking over at Revelation 14.
我们看启示录十四章作为我们今天的结束。
In Revelation 14, we have this beautiful picture of those 144,000 singing before the throne.
启示录十四章，我们看到有十四万四千人在宝座面前唱诗。
And they're singing that new song.
他们在唱新歌。
And they're worshiping the Lord.
他们在这里敬拜神。
And as you look in the middle of verse 4.
我们看第四节的中
部。Who are these ones?
这些人是谁？
It says these, picking up in the middle there, it says these are the ones who follow the Lamb wherever he goes. These have been purchased from among men as first fruits to God and to the Lamb.
从中间读起，羔羊无论往哪里去，他们都跟随他。他们是从人间买来的，做初熟的果子归于神和羔羊。
As we follow the Lord,
当我们跟从主的时候
At times, brothers and sisters, following him can seem so lonely.
也许有时候我们觉得跟从他是那样的孤单。
Even when we have ones around us,
虽然我们周围有人陪伴
we can feel like this way of following the Lord is so lonely.
我们有时候感觉这个跟从他的路是那样的孤单。
But praise God.
但是赞美神。
When we were there at that throne,
当我们到那个宝座的时候
，we see that there was that 144,000.
我们看到有144,000的人。
The Lord is doing a great work among many.
主在很多的人里面做极大的工作。
And they're there in such a way that they're just off singing with one voice.
他们在那里用同样的声音来唱歌。
You imagine 144,000, or this is a picture of multitudes.Singing with one voice.
你能不能想象144,000人用同一个声音唱歌？
And why were they able to do that?
他们为什么能够做这样的事情？
Because they followed the Lamb.
因为他们跟随着羔羊。
They kept their eyes upon Him.
他们把他们的眼目放在他的身上。
Not distracted by other things.
不被别的事情来分散他们的注意力。
Denying themselves.
他们否认他们自己。
Allowing that cross to work within them.
他们让十字架在他们身上做
工。Following Him all the way.
他一直的跟从他。
Oh, how do we have this desire within us?
我们在这里面有没有这样的渴望？
We need to, brothers and sisters, in a fresh way, have our eyes focused upon Him.
弟兄姊妹们，我们愿意有一个新、崭新的方式来把我们的眼目放在他身上。
Getting to know Him,
让我们更多的认识他。
And allowing Him to lead us into a fuller way.
让他来带领我们走到更大的完全里面。
Not distracted by many things.
不是被很多的事情来分散。
When I was in the military, I was on a drill team.
当我在军队的时候，我在一个训练的部队里面。
And it says, when we were in basic training, I was put together on this team.
当我们在做基本训练的时候，我被放到这么一个小组里面。
We were each given a nice shiny rifle.
我们每一个人就给我们一个亮闪闪的步枪。
Had a nice shiny bayonet.
一个的亮闪闪的帽子。
And we learned to march and to drill and to do, well, we just, we, let me see, what's a good word?Well, we did many, what's a good word? What did we do? Well, we did, do you know drill? We put on many performances.
在那个训练的时候，我们带了很多的这个操练。
And as we would march in parades and before, I remember in a football stadium, we marched one time.
哦，我们就在一个足球场里面，我们在那里行军。
And we would, as we had the rifle and the bayonets, we would throw them to each other.
我们把这步枪我们扔给对方。
We were all marching along in unison.
我们只是步伐一致的在那里前进。
Even though we were many, many men, we were just sounded as one.
虽然有很多的人，但是我们听起来像一个人。
But there was one secret as we were marching.
在那里面有当我们行军的时候有一个秘诀。
As we were going through any of our various exercises or drills,
当我们训练的时候
what we would do, we would keep our eyes upon the leader.
我们把我们的眼目看在前面那个带领的那个人的身上。
We always knew where we were in relation to him.
我们对关于我们和他的距离，我们总是知道我们在哪里。
I don't know if you've ever seen a parade.
我不知道你们有没有看见这么一个队列。
Sometimes when the bands are marching,
当这个乐队在前进的时候
，there's supposed to be a straight line.
你看见应该是一条直线。
But it's like the lines are waving.
但是你看见有时候那条线在曲折。
And what happens there is because you're looking at the person next to you.
因为你是那些人他在看旁边的人。
And we all end up adjusting and waving along.
我们都在那里来调整来，然后就晃来晃去。
But it's when we were on this drill team.
但是当我们在那个训练的那个小组上面
，Each one of us, we weren't looking at the other men.
我们每一个人，我们没有看旁边的人。
We knew our position in relation to our leader.
我们看我们那个带头的那个人，我们的距离位置和他的关系。
And when each one of us was in our right place,
我们每一个人都在我们正确的位置上。
You know, we did everything correctly.
我们每一件事情都做得很对。
What happens sometimes if someone was in a wrong place?
有时候当一个人走错位置的时候
，And they would throw you the rifle.
他就把步枪扔给你。
It would be difficult to catch.
你就很难抓到他。
But it's sometimes you'd miss the rifle.
有时候如果你抓不住那个步枪
，you catch the bayonet.
你就抓到另外一个刺刀。
Yeah, that wasn't good.
那个你不会舒服。
But the key, I guess, as I reflect back on being on that drill team.
当我回想我在那个组小队的上面
，The spiritual lesson that I see，
我学到的一个属灵的功课
，is that each one of us had to keep our eyes upon our leader.
我们每一个人要把我们的眼目放在我们的带头人身上。
And each one of us needs to keep our eyes on the Lord.
我们每一个人要把我们的眼目放在我们的主的身上。
Many things going on in these days.
在今天有很多的事情。
But praise God.
很多的事情变坏，但是我们赞美神。
As the Lord worked in Peter's life,
我们看见主在彼得的生命里做工。
As Peter followed the Lord,
当彼得跟从主的时候，
that prophetic word was made sure to him about being made from Simon to becoming Peter.
先知的预言就变为更确，彼得从西门成为彼得。
That prophetic word was made real to him about becoming a fisher of men.
先知的预言关于他成为得人如得鱼就变得确实。
A rough Peter was transformed into a gentle shepherd.
一个有棱角的小石头就变成了一个牧羊人。
It was all done by a simplicity and purity in Christ.
都是因为在基督里面的那一个单纯。
Let's not make this life more complicated.
我们不要让我们的生命变得更为复杂。
He says, "Follow me."
他说，你跟从我。
May we in that simplicity, may we respond to that.
愿意我们就单纯的来回应他。
Hearing his love song,
在他的爱的诗歌里面
seeing him daily,
我们每天的见到他
obeying him,
我们来顺服他
learning of him,
我们来学习他
and simply following the lamb wherever he goes.
我们简单的跟随羔羊，他往哪里去，我们就往哪里去。
That we can end up before the throne of God.
我们就可以来到神的宝座的面前。
And we can be the testimony that he desires us to be in these days.
我们就成为他让我们在这个世代成为的见证。
Peter, we see this in Peter's individual life.
我们在彼得的个人的生活里面，我们看到
how that word was made real to Peter.
这个话如何变成了一个确实。
Lord willing, tomorrow night we'll look at how that word was made real to Peter concerning the church.
主若愿意，我们明天就把神关于教会的话如何在彼得里面成为实
际。This is something that we all need to take seriously.
这就是我们对每一个件事情都要变得很认真严肃。
Because we've heard so much teaching on the matter of the church.
因为我们学到很多关于教会的一些教训。
But is the life of the church being expressed in our lives?
但是教会的生命有没有在我们的生命里面被表现出来？
Would the Lord prepare us and open our hearts?
愿意主来预备我们有一颗开放的心。
Let's pray.
我们祷告。
Lord, we are so thankful for your unending love towards us.
主，我们对你对我们不止息的爱是何等的充满了感谢。
And Lord, we're thankful for the simplicity of your call to follow me.
主，我们感谢你就那么单纯的呼召我们来跟从你。
But we have to return and repent before you for making this Christian life so complicated.
但是我们要在那里悔改，不要让我们基督徒的生活变得那么复杂。
Lord, would your Holy Spirit search us?
主，愿意你的圣灵来查看我们。
And Lord, where we just have knowledge in our minds,
主，我们不是在我们头脑里有这个知识。
Would you work within us in such a way that it could become reality in our hearts?
愿意在我们里面做工，让我们能够在我们心里面成为实际。
Lord, we have a desire that your word would become very sure within us.
我们有这么一个渴望，愿意你的话在我们里面成为确实。
It would be made real within us.
在我们里面成为实际。
We desire to cooperate with you.
我们愿意与你同工。
In thy name we pray.
奉主的名祷告。Amen. Amen.